Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
If you've been reading the papers or watching the news lately, has it made you wonder about what's considered newsworthy? If the media is a good gauge of what society is interested in, it seems like we all enjoy prying into people's private lives, judging others, and mocking them. This stuff isn't just tucked away in a back page column. We've had one particular broken engagement as regular front page news. That is apparently what we consider to be the most important thing going on in the world, the headline event. We've had reporters camping outside a Bondi apartment in Sydney, hiding in the bushes, hoping for someone to do something earth-shattering like take out the garbage or call a plumber. Never mind how many times the couple in question requests some privacy through their difficult time. We've even had experts weighing in, debating on live TV what went wrong. Apparently, we just can't get enough of gossiping and judging. It's been years since Anna Nicole Smith passed away, but we haven't got enough of her tragic story either, since that's being turned into an opera. Plenty of mockery coming from the news desk and magazine pages over that one too. Even us mere mortals might know what it's like for complete strangers to be fascinated with our private lives soon. There's talk that Facebook could apply the GPS location of every user on their page. You know, I would never want to make the same lifestyle choices that a lot of high-profile people seem to, but it doesn't mean it's right for me to judge them. It's actually none of my business. Seeing all the scandal unfold lately about that particular high-profile couple, I've been thinking about what Jesus said were the two greatest commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. Do we consider certain people exempt from this love? If they're wealthy or high profile, do we suddenly have a free pass to judge them and treat them in ways we would never want brought upon ourselves? Hardly. So if God wants us to love people, what does that mean for trashy celebrity gossip making news? I guess we can show them our love with our remote controls and our shopping dollar. If fewer and fewer people are buying or watching the stuff, the less and less of it will be produced. I don't want to be gossiped about or have vicious accusations levelled at me. So if I love my neighbour, even my celebrity neighbour, I can't do it to them. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.